What we're talking about is perspective. It's going to be the underlying theme of everything that I'm discussing right now. So let's go back to the basics. Medical industry propaganda. What we've been sold culturally, every culture has something called an already always listening. It's a cultural condition. It's a set of rules and regulations that we've kind of adopted unconsciously. You know, in Christopher Columbus's day, the prevailing paradigm was that the earth was flat. Everybody believed that the earth was flat. Nobody really even talked about it. It was just considered a given. In the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s in this country, African Americans, black people were considered animals. That's how slavery was justified. These aren't people, they're animals. And that was just considered as it was accepted. After that, it was women aren't smart enough to vote. After that, it was, well, you know, child labor, that's okay. You can put little kids to work and there's no problem with that. There are cultural paradigms that exist in every culture, in every age. It's just a part of the deal. One of the cultural paradigms that we are suffering egregiously from today in the modern American culture is the false belief that medical doctors are king. This is sold to us. Medicine is sold to us and has been sold to us for the last 100 years. As medical doctors, bless their hearts, I've got tons of friends who are medical doctors, and there's a room in the world for medical doctors. But their industry has been sold to us as the only medical industry. And as a matter of fact, everything else, naturopathic, chiropractic, osteopathic, Ayurvedic, traditional Chinese medicine, etc., 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 is alternative to it. This is, in fact, where the term alternative came from. I don't practice alternative medicine. It's not alternative to my patients, but from a greater cultural perspective, it is, in fact, alternative. But it's only alternative because these guys have owned the ranch for 100 years. In a perfect world, there would be equal distribution and equal access to all types of medicine. What medical doctors practice is one piece of the pie. It's been sold to us for the last 100 years as the whole pie. And everything else is alternative or inferior to it. In a perfect world, there would be equal access to chiropractic and naturopathic and Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine and prescription medicine. And equal allocation of research money, but there is not. These people have owned the farm. The medical doctors have owned the farm for the last 100 years, and we suffer culturally, personally, professionally, and financially because of it. So let's put it in perspective. Now, it all started with the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, was a medical doctor. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into a dictatorship. To restrict the art of healing to one class of men, i.e. medical doctors, bless their heart, and deny equal privilege to others will constitute the bastille of medical science, and this is exactly what's happened. They tried to write medical freedom into the Bill of Rights, right? Didn't happen. So now, because of money and political affiliations and propaganda that we're going to talk about, the medical doctors, the MD piece of the pie, has risen to the top. And now we just all culturally accept the fact that they're the king. And we don't even really second guess it unless, of course, you're a longevity distributor.